You're listening to the Women Inspiring Women podcast. Each week, network marketing professional and mom-turned-entrepreneur Melanie Mitro gives you her tried-and-true tips for building a business from your kitchen table. This self-made millionaire went from a stay-at-home mom to the top of a network marketing business in just 3 years. She built an online health and fitness business from the ground up while raising babies and juggling being a mom and wife. Now she wants to help you become the boss of your own life. For blog posts, business tips, and more, check out her website at melaniemitro.com. Now let's get to the show. Here's your host, Melanie Mitro.
Well, hey everyone, it is Melanie Mitro, the host of the Women Inspiring Women podcast, and we are back for a new episode this week, and I am flying solo. So let's dive in. We're going to make this a really powerful episode about the nitty-gritty of building your direct sales team. And I'm coming off the heels of my 3-day live event that I hosted called the Rockstar Recruitment Blitz. It's not my Rockstar Recruitment course, but it was the 3-day event that led up to the open enrollment of my Rockstar Recruitment course. And we've had some great speakers, some incredible experts sharing their best practices for team building, for duplication, for creating a clear vision, for removing the mindset blocks in your business. And it has been such a powerful experience. And it's really got me into this mode of reflection, of thinking back to when I was in that beginning part of building my direct sales team, when I knew that I wanted to take it to the top. I knew that I wanted to create a significant income. I knew I wanted to build a team. I wanted to have women that were motivated and driven and willing to do the work and wanted to have freedoms and flexibilities that maybe they had never experienced before, but they knew that they were made for more. In that moment, I remember that moment so clearly. My desire, my drive, my motivation was at a 10, but my results were sort of trickling behind. They hadn't quite caught up to my vision for what I wanted. My actual numbers weren't actually matching my goals that I had set for myself. And there was this gap. And that gap, my friends, is the hardest part of growing your direct sales team, because you want so badly to go to your next conference, have women surrounding you. You want to be cheering them on stage as they're receiving awards and accolades. You want to go to the parties that are reserved for the leaders. You want the big paycheck that you see other people talking about. You want it so bad. And here's the thing. Sometimes some of you are actually doing the work. You are nose to the grindstone. You are making it happen. You are taking the messy action. And it just doesn't happen as fast as we want it to. And so whether you were in the Blitz or you're just hearing about it right now, or you've been watching it on social media, there's a gap. And the gap is the hardest part. The gap is really where most people quit. It's where they lose motivation. It's where they give up on their dreams. It's where they start to question whether or not success is possible for them. They begin the comparison game. They start falling into old patterns and habits of scrolling social media and busying themselves with creating pretty Canva graphics or trying to motivate the people on their team that aren't actually matching their effort and energy. And just this resentment begins to build and the belief begins to fall away that success is actually possible. And I want to talk about that because that's a hard part. You know, achieving the number one spot in my network marketing company for 4 years in a row, not 1 year, not one time, but 4 years in a row, staying in the top 10 of my industry for 8 of those years was not always easy. But I will tell you, the first 4 years were the most challenging. Why? Because I was building the momentum. I was building the momentum. I was in the gap. I was working towards the goal. My ambition was high and my results were building, but it was slow. And a lot of times it wasn't happening as fast as I wanted it to. And so today I want to just get real with you, friends, because if you're wanting to build a direct sales team, number one, if you have not joined the Rockstar Recruitment course yet, you need to. Enrollment is open for a limited time. I actually kick off the live kickoff party on Friday, April the 19th. So hit up the link in the show notes. Make sure you reserve your spot. I'm giving you a special discount because you're a podcast listener. So go grab that link right now and reserve your spot. Inside of the Rockstar Recruitment Course, I am literally going to teach you everything from start to finish and help you navigate the gap. I'm going to help keep that mindset strong, that motivation moving in the right direction. I'm going to teach you what it was that helped me to build that momentum to where I was recruiting not just a warm body, but working members to my team. It started with 2 working members to my team a month. Then it was 3, and then it was 5, and then it was 7, and then it was 10, and then it was all the way up to 20 and 30 working team members a month using the exact strategy that I teach inside of the Rockstar Recruitment Course, using the exact framework for hosting business opportunity events, for email marketing, for social media, for conversations, for attracting your ideal client and identifying your niche and positioning yourself in a business mentor as a business mentor. All of that is inside of the Rockstar Recruitment Course. So if you are ready to light it up this year and you want to create a recruiting culture for yourself, but also for your downline and the people that you're enrolling, the course is for you. It's for any direct seller. It doesn't matter what company that you're a part of. If you have a desire to build a team, and you don't even have to have a team yet, but if you know you want to build a team, then this course is for you. Now, with that being said, what's the nitty gritty? All right, what's the nitty gritty that happens in the gap that you have got to be aware of? Number one, success takes time. There is no time limit on your success. There is no arrival button. There is no designated hours, months, years that once you hit that designated point, that success is no longer possible for you, that your time has passed, that you've missed out, that you should quit and hang up your hat and try something different. Success takes time. What I mean by that is we all have past experiences that are dictating our current experiences and our current level of success. And so if you are sitting here right now and you feel like you've been in the business for a while and you just haven't been able to build a team, you've got to ask yourself why. Have you been doing pieces of recruiting, but not really looking at the full picture, meaning that you post about the business opportunity, but you're more likely just documenting your day. You're just saying, look at me, I'm doing a power hour session. Look at me, I'm working while my kids are taking a nap. Look at me, this is my paycheck for the week. But you never really say, I can help you do the same. I'm a business mentor. I can help you use the products, but I can also help you create a business with the products. How many of you revert back to product posts after one business post because it didn't get a lot of traction? There were no comments, maybe no likes, maybe your views were really low. Maybe you even deleted the post because it was not that well performing. And so you find yourself trying to recruit to the business, but you're not getting results. So you just go back to what's easy and what's comfortable. Success takes time. What I mean by that is you are going to have to post about the business opportunity. And I talk about this inside of the course. I have this funnel that you follow. You can't just talk about it once in a while. You have to commit to a strategy. You are committing to a strategy for a specific length of time that is leading up to an opportunity webinar or a live event or a sneak peek that you're doing. And then once that happens, now is the fun part. This is where you're enrolling people. And this is where you're talking about what it's like to work with you. And this is where you're closing people are the 5 to 6 days after you host an event. So many people dip their toe in the water of building a team, but they don't cannonball themselves into team building. They try a piece of the strategy. They sprinkle a little bit of the business opportunity out there on their social media, but they don't actually give it the full scope. And so if you don't do that, it is actually killing your momentum. You're not really implementing enough to get the desired results. And what you're doing is you're creating a self-fulfilling prophecy because you have a narrative that you keep replaying over and over that success is impossible for me. See, it doesn't work. See, I'm not that kind of person that can recruit people from my social media. See, I'm not really a leader. Why would somebody join me? I don't even get results when it comes to building a team. And because you're kind of sort of dipping your toe in the water and going through the motions, you're not actually getting results. Success takes time, but it means that it's time under tension. I'm going to interrupt today's podcast episode because I know many of you listening are social direct sellers, network marketers who have a desire to not just see success with the products, but to also build a team of like-minded women that are linking arms to go after a shared goal, to create more for their life, to be able to achieve the bonuses, the accolades, the rewards, and the trips that your direct sales company offers, but you're feeling frustrated. You've tried to put yourself out there. You've tried to find people that have the same desire that you do, but you keep falling short and you feel like you are holding up a megaphone out into the world and nobody is responding back. Well, I have you covered. The Rockstar Recruitment Course is the one-stop shop to help you build your social selling team. I have recruited over 20 working team members a month and built one of the top organizations in my direct sales company. I've trained thousands of network marketers across industries with my proven framework for creating a rockstar recruitment approach to your business. And I want to invite you to join while I teach this entire course live, and obviously, you'll have a lifetime access to the resources, the framework, and all of the amazing tools, templates, and scripts that I have created for you. If you are ready to step into your best team building year, you need to make sure you visit the link in the show notes right now because enrollment closes on April the 18th, and I don't want you to miss out on an incredible deal, our early bird pricing, so you can get your spot inside of the class and start recruiting like a rock star. I want to make sure you hear that. It's time under tension. It is time with 100% just action, messy action. This is something I talked about in the Blitz last week. It is something that I'm going to talk about in some of the masterclasses that I'm running this week. But messy action is the only way that you are going to get to your desired results. If I think about the first 4 years in my direct sales business, I had a six-month-old at the beginning and a two-and-a-half-year-old. Home full time with my boys, no sitter, building my business in the gaps of mom life, in the nap times and early mornings and late nights and evenings and weekends. And so nitty gritty action looked like me thinking on my feet. Oh, that's a great post. Done. Just post it. Don't overthink it. Don't overanalyze it. Don't worry about it being perfect. Just get it out there. I have a story idea about positioning myself as a business mentor. Just post it. Just go. Just drop your application. Just drop your link and get people to respond to a poll. You think of somebody that would make a great team member, send them a voice note, send them a text message, pop an email. Don't overthink it. Don't worry about whether the timing is right. Just take the action. And what ultimately happens is that the first 30 days, that you commit to a recruiting strategy, you're going to see some results, some, not a lot. The second 30 days, now you're going to say, ooh, I can feel the momentum. More people are asking questions. I'm getting some more comments. I am getting more private messages. People are wanting me to send them more information after I do invite them. I'm actually getting one or two people to sign up. And then you do it again. And in month three, in that day 60 to day 90 is where people are signing up for your team. They're getting on the live webinars or the sneak peeks. They're enrolling. They're hopping in your DMs and they're like, gosh, you've been speaking right to me and I need to join you. I need to do this. I want a better life. Like, I feel like I relate to you so much. Can you teach me how to do it too? But most people don't get to day 90 because they actually stop in day 30 and day 60 because they believe that success isn't happening fast enough. And so most people actually revert their strategy. They file everything that they just implemented in the trash can and they start completely over again. And what happens when you start over? You start over with your momentum. You now have to go through that next 30 days all over again with just a little bit of results. And then you got to go through day 30 to day 60 again with maybe one or two people that sign up. And so again, what happens is 60 more days go by and you feel like, well, that's not working either. So let me try something else. And you scrap it all and you start over. Do you see what happens? You're working so hard. You're putting in so much energy. There is so much behind creating new and coming up with new ideas all of the time that most people lose steam, lose momentum, and just quit. The difference for me was that I understood the power of the compound effect. I understood the power of the slight edge. I understood that what I did now was going to compound over time to create momentum and results in the future. And so instead of changing my strategy every month, I committed to the strategy that I teach inside of the Rockstar Recruitment course. That was having a clearly defined marketing calendar where for a certain part of the month, I am focused on product sales. That could be running a free group or doing an event inside your VIP Facebook group. It could be hosting a challenge or an accountability group. It could be anything. It could be an in-person live event that you do, but I'm focused on customer sales. Then for the second half of my marketing calendar for the month or vice versa, I'm focused on the business opportunity. I'm focused on enrolling people to my team. I'm focusing on the webinar that I'm inviting to, positioning myself as a business mentor, the mentorship opportunities I have available, how many spots I have, how your life could be different because of the opportunity. And what happens is every single month that I make that commitment to the strategy, I ask myself at the end, what could I have done differently? What could I have done better? What would I change next time? And so I get a little bit better the next month at the delivery of the webinar. I tweak the slides ever so slightly to make it more powerful, to address a pain point, to tell a different story that lands a little bit stronger. I tweak my follow-up messages. Maybe I'm even positioning the webinar recording as an opportunity to get some more leads. I'm thinking about what social media content worked really well last month and how can I do a similar topic with a different reel or a different hook, tagline, call to action. And so I'm not starting fresh every single month. So my momentum is building and the people that watched me last month that didn't sign up, maybe come back in month two to watch the second webinar. And maybe this month they're ready. And then some people, they literally wait until month three or more, four, and then sign up. Some people are new and they've been following me for 30 days and they're getting on the webinar for the first time. But what I'm doing is I'm planting the seeds of possibilities to my followers, to the people on my list, the people that are on the webinar, to my current customers. And I'm letting them know that they don't just have to work with me on the product side, but that we can work together on the business side too. And because of consistent action, because of consistent energy, because I'm believing and I'm breathing that vision and that energy out into the universe, I'm now starting to attract my people to me. People that want to work hard, people that are excited about the opportunity, people that want the same kind of things in life that I do, and I'm building my dream team. But you can't be a quitter. You can't be somebody that pivots every single month. You can't constantly go after the next shiny object. There's always somebody teaching you a different strategy out there. And the only strategy that is going to work is the one you commit to with your whole heart. You have to just not just commit somewhat. You've got to commit with every single ounce inside of you. If you're listening to this right now and you are going, oh, Melanie, you are speaking my language. Because I have been doing that. I've been dipping my toe in the water. I've been reverting back to products. I've been scrapping ideas. I've been trying new things. I've been watching way too many people talk about how to grow on social or how to build a team or how to get more customers. And I don't even know what end is up because I've listened to so many strategies and I haven't committed to anything. Here's what I need you to know. The most important thing that you need to do right now today is put your blinders on. Make a commitment to one strategy, one way of building the business. And then the one thing that, and that's exactly what I did. It was running the monthly event. It was the pre and post recruitment flow. It was positioning myself as a business mentor on social media. And the one really big separator between me and the average person, the person that recruited just a few people and the person like me that recruits a lot of people, is that I just washed, rinsed, and repeated the same strategy over and over and over, maybe with a new tagline or a new theme or some new content. But the core of what I was doing remained the same. The framework was solid. And that wash, rinse, and repeat, that refining, that fine tuning, that tweaking, I got to the point where I knew without a shadow of a doubt when I presented that webinar that I was going to get people that signed up right then and there. I knew without a shadow of a doubt that it would be on day 4 or day 5 of marketing for a webinar that people were going to start filling out the form. I knew that when I did that last 24-hour call to action and I posted that specific thing in my stories or I talked a certain way, I was guaranteed to close some sales, to get some people to sign up. And I was gritty with it. What does that actually mean? It means that I'm sitting here thinking about what haven't I tried? If you really want to become a rock star recruiter, it's not about looking at your to-do list and going, okay, I posted stories. I did a post. I sent out an email. I did my follow-ups. Nobody signed up. I guess I'll just go watch Netflix. When you are gritty, when you are sitting there saying to yourself, like, I have a goal and I will bring in 5 working team members and I'm at 2, how do I fill this gap? You start thinking outside of the box. What groups can I post in? What private messages can I send? Who maybe opened emails that I haven't followed up with yet? Who can I connect with? Who do I know is interested but hasn't pulled the trigger? Can I get on the phone with them? Can I do a live? Can I go live in a group? And so that's a huge part of success is in the moment, looking at your business and saying, what tweaks can I make so that I'm getting better results? Friends, when I talk about the gritty, this is it. This is it. It's not letting failure be an option. It's getting to the end of a month and saying, I couldn't have given it a fingernail more. It's looking at every single month that you have recruited to the business opportunity and not just saying it was a success or a failure, but how do I take this experience and make it better? Where do I tweak? Where do I fine tune? When you do that, you expend so much less energy month after month, and you start to get exponential results. And so if you just imagine with me for a moment, we're 12 months down the road. We're 12 months. We're 1 year from today. We're at the time of recording this, it's April of 2025. And you've been a rock star recruiter for 12 months now. At 12 months, you will have doubled your income. You will have doubled the size of your downline. You will have doubled your leaders if you implement the framework in the Rockstar Recruitment course. I literally will refund you your money if that doesn't happen. I'm not kidding, but you have to implement. You have to be an implementer, the kind of person that says, I'm going to follow it to the T. I'm going to do it every single month. I'm going to refine, reflect. I'm going to tweak it, and I'm going to give it everything that I have. And that was me. I went from 0 people showing up live to a webinar to signing up 20 to 30 working team members a month. I went from struggling to hold my leadership rank to being number 2 in the company. Friends, I want you to know that building a business is 95% mindset. It's 5% skill. If you can bring the right energy, if you have a clear vision, if you are willing to roll up your sleeves and get to work, if you are okay embracing failure, yeah, it still sucks. But if you are willing to look at it and say, I see how this is for me and not to me, you actually will rock at building a team. You'll inspire others and you'll be in a totally different spot a year from now. I hope that today was a really great opportunity for us to get real with each other. I hope today there were some aha moments in this podcast episode, whether you have a desire to join the Rockstar Recruitment course, maybe you're a past student listening, and I just want to say thank you for being here. I hope that if you're a past student, that this reminded you to go back to the course, that this reminded you to not stray from the strategy, that this reminded you that how you achieve success is consistent effort over time. Because maybe you need this reminder, because you don't always have to work this hard, but you do have to work harder than you've ever worked in your entire life to get this business off the ground. And I say this with my whole heart, work hard for a few years so that in 5 to 7 years from now, you don't have to work as hard, but you will make mind-blowing amounts of money because you laid the foundation today. If you love today's podcast episode, do me a huge favor, and I want you to take a screenshot of this and tag me at Melanie Mitro on Instagram. Tell me what your biggest takeaway was. I love hanging out with you guys in the DMs. I love chatting with you. It's my favorite thing to do. So hit me up and please share this podcast episode with your team, your downline, your upline, your sideline sisters out there on social media. Let people know about the Women Inspiring Women podcast and how I'm here to help you grow a thriving network marketing business. And I just want to say thank you because there's lots of podcasts you can listen to and you're here today with me. And that means the world. Make sure you head on over to our website and check out the Rockstar Recruitment Course. Enrollment is open until the 18th of April. You can check the link in the show notes for your special code. Actually, you don't even need a discount code. Just use the link in the show notes for a discount on the Rockstar Recruitment Course. And I will see you in class or out there on social. All right, friends, have a great week and I will see you soon.